This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Hi, welcome to the Milk Bar. This is a side Tears of the Kingdom series where we, sit at the bar and talk about random Zelda Tears of the Kingdom things that come to our mind. On the bar stool with me today is BC.
How's it going, everybody?
BC, what you drinking?
I am drinking the finest filtered water out of a hot box pizza cup.
I am also drinking very fine filtered water. I thought you'd be like, I'm drinking milk, of course.
Okay. I would have a very bad time at an actual milk bar being lactose intolerant, but
We sort of in our one of our like our first like the two-parter opener kind of got to talk about the constructs, but didn't really get to like really talk about the constructs because the more you do, the more unsettling it feels.
And it's unsettling both as the viewer and as a player and in the universe, because even Raru's like, this is kind of messed up, isn't it? This is definitely messed
this
up.
Is a little sad. What's going on? Why are they still doing this? Which we got a little bit of that from Skyward Sword and their like back in time robot friends that were just doing their job even though no one was around. And yeah, it has that feel to it where like one of the trailers I saw one just kind of hacking away at a tree and I was like, was he told to do that? Was he told to do that a long time ago, and he's just doing it now? And Tegan's like, I wonder. And like, yeah, they're just still doing stuff.
Yeah, and it's established through the conversations with Raru that, hey, we, created the constructs to help out with tasks, but they just got really, really good at them, and so they learn and grow. And so they just get really good at whatever they're supposed to be doing, like chopping wood, cooking meals, even though they don't eat.
and he says like, hey, they taught us stuff. Like we started learning from them because they were iterating on tasks or whatever. And yeah. And there's also broken down ones. Next to functioning ones,
are they fully broken down or are they just asleep? Because it's also super cute when they go to sleep.
It is really cute. They like fold up and then because these like they're like these. Do you want to describe them?
Yeah, they're sort of. I don't know if they're supposed to resemble the Zonai themselves, but they look more like frogs, like big frog robots. But they're
gangly.
Robots in that like ancient future way where they're just kind of like plates of armor that are mechanized, sort of
being controlled by some energy,
some MacGuffin material called Zonite with their Zonai charges
and their Zonai goo and their Zonai rocks and their lots of Zonai things in this game now.
But it almost like they look like it reminds me of samurai armor, the way that their body parts fit together. And when they go to sleep, when you hear the town bell ring, they all just fold in on each other. So they look like these tiny little pots or something.
Mm-hmm. They can like expand out. Clockwork or like those like weird clockwork, weird. Those puppets that, I don't know if you've ever seen like Aonuma, like was a puppeteer and built these very complicated. It was like his college thesis or something, practically, to like build one of these things that are mechanized and move these puppets. And they were like, cool, do you want to work for us and at Nintendo? I was like, all right.
You can build a puppet. Can you build a game?
Well, and then some people are like, that's why he makes these like cool dungeons that are set pieces, because they're like puppets. They fit together. That's the big like Zelda fan setup for those things, yeah.
Of course. Of course.
But they kind of like fold up in complicated ways and become a little guy. One of them is holding our Puripad, which we mentioned, and we're like, dude, how long have you been here? What's going on right now? How did you get this? Like, this is unsettling. The more you learn about them, the more unsettling they are.
And there's a scene, which we haven't gotten to in the podcast, but I don't know if you've seen yet, but there is a scene that kind of insinuates how long he's been holding on to that Puripad.
Yeah.
And it's been a hot minute.
Yeah. It's just like, dude, are you okay? Do you need help? Do you need to get down from here? What can I do to help you? You seem like you're in a bad situation. Blink twice.
Yeah. But I should specify we're talking specifically about the Steward constructs, because there's also are they combat constructs? Do they give them a name?
Captain?
The captain constructs are the bigger ones that typically have like a bow and a sword.
Mm-hmm.
But just the normal ones that do combat, I don't know what they're called. But you get this weird setup where the steward constructs all have their wits about them, and they all, you know that their creators are gone. They know that they're just doing this stuff every day, doing their job or hobby or whatever it is to them. But then the combat constructs are just like, yeah, they'll fight you on site. That's really all they do. So I wonder if they have that same sense of duty, but do they have thoughts, feelings, or do they just fight people?
They have an on switch if they see something that isn't a fellow construct.
Well, presumably they wouldn't murder the Zoni. Or maybe they did. Or the maybe Zoni, we'll figure out that they did.
Yeah, like what can we make our arm? Can we use our arm as ID? Like, dude, come on. I'm in the club. Leave me alone.
I've got the biometric scanner. Like, I'm one of you guys.
Yeah, come on. Let me in. Let me pass to you so I can pick up those mushrooms.
The wild thing to me is that from a story perspective, whatever seems to have taken out all the Zoni didn't take out the entire island, like didn't take out like all the buildings and that sort of thing. Like there's some ruins, but on the whole,
it's not like a cataclysm.
Yeah, whatever cataclysm it was, it didn't destroy all their soldier robots. Or maybe this island was just too isolated, but
maybe it was nighttime and they were all folded up. Oh, good thing I wasn't at my job cooking.
And did you run into the Flux construct?
The big one you were talking about?
Yeah.
I still haven't seen one of those.
Yeah, I don't know what the purpose of that is, because the Steward constructs all have a really clear purpose, and then the Flux constructs just don't.
And it's like it's a big boss enemy or something?
Yeah. And he's just like on an island by himself, so.
Is that one in the middle?
Yep.
Okay, I guess I never got there. Okay, I'll go tangle with that thing. Because, no, I've only ever fought, like, the captains. I took down two of them. It took, like, six tries. And I didn't have, most of my... I didn't have any of my powers at that point. But, no.
I don't think you can actually kill the Flux construct without your powers, because you have to pull them apart at one point.
It's that thing. It's the Gunstar Heroes boss.
It is a very like Gunstar Heroes treasure boss design.
Yeah. I'm excited. I haven't fought that thing. Okay. Yeah, I should go check that out.
Yeah. Like the
But he doesn't have a sad story.
Yeah. But yeah, I think the reason we wanted to talk about the Zonai, like you mentioned, was it's very depressing and kind of like a modern commentary of like in the age of GPT-4 and like, we're like, well, we made these machines to do these things, and then the machines did it better than we did, so we had to learn from the machines. And it's like, in the future, is there going to be like 1,000 years from now when humanity is like long been wiped from the planet? Is there just going to be a self-driving Tesla that keeps going to the grocery store and back home?
Like, fills itself up.
Is that our future?
Yeah. Yeah, because like, I don't know, because then all these people just like, did they die off, or were they just not useful anymore? And they're just like, well, we'll just leave, I guess, go somewhere else. I don't know.
Or worse, they just went down to the surface and they were like, deuces, see you all in 1,000 years.
It's just so, I don't know, it's odd, and it's not like too on the nose or anything. It's just like, makes you reflect more than anything. And I'm just like, I'm in a weird head. The entire time I was on these islands, I was in a weird headspace about everything. Just playing a game that's familiar but not familiar at all, and stuck here with these robots that just can't stop doing what they're supposed to do, and know it's weird, and know no one's gonna come visit them, and just keep doing it.
Yeah, there's, I think the two things that were probably the most striking as far as sad Zonai like text responses were, there's a guy in the mine who says, hey, I've been asking for help, like requesting help for years, and no one ever responds. So I guess I'm going to keep mining here until we run out of ore.
Which they're almost out.
Yeah. And there's a guy who's like, hey, we're doing this, but you can find your own parts because we need these parts and there aren't any left. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's like, seriously, these three stay away. And I really could have used the fourth fan, but he wouldn't let me have it. And the three of them were just kind of circled around like, we have to make... There's one guy who's got boats, and he's like, I got to make sure all these boats are great in case anyone comes by. And so there's like, you can take that one, but these other three I haven't inspected yet, and you got to leave them alone. And he's got a bunch of other boat parts behind him, and it's just like, all right, I'm gonna head across the river. You just keep doing what you're doing, man.
Yeah. Wake up again tomorrow and look at these boats. So,
being on the surface has a similar vibe of people being hopeful, even though, like, however many years ago, everything just ended. And like, oh God, it's gonna end again. Like, already? Usually, like, this takes 1,000 years to happen again or something. Like, crap. And so like, everybody down there is like, we gotta investigate, but oh, this sucks. Like, why are we doing this?
It's like, what if you lived through two historic events in the span of 2 years?
Yeah, and life-ending events, just cataclysmic, awful events. Like, well, we've got this kind of Zonai investigations. I guess we can just keep learning.
I think at least they hadn't rebuilt Hyrule yet. I think that's the only saving grace is we were already in the process of restoring our destroyed society. So at least we already have construction supplies everywhere.
They were still in the planning phases. They just hadn't gotten to it yet, thankfully.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
what is it? So, like, the way things seem to be working right now is that, like, Zelda has a team of scientists that are just running around doing things. Like, that's her plan, is everyone's hanging out, like, under Pura's direction, under Zelda's direction, and we're just investigating things for the most part. And I guess if you're in town, cool, you live in a town, but, like, the only authority seems to be, like, bureaucratic scientists.
Yeah, well, theoretically there's also like an army maybe, but there's...
I guess there are like, yeah, bad guy investigation squads out there that are just like looking for a fight. I don't know if you've run into them, but
yeah, the monster, they're the monster something task force. Yeah,
we've got some task is force, or is it tasks force, like attorneys general?
I don't know.
Out there, you know, the science and the combat for which I've done a fight with them, and it was a lot of fun. But yeah, other than that, there doesn't really seem to be much of a, like, we're still in, like, there really is no authority other than Zelda is gonna run around with and look for stuff. And we're going to help, I guess.
The more we talk about this, the more apparent it is that this is just a depressing game. I'm having a great time, but everything so far has been incredibly depressing. So
yeah, there's no, like, the usual things are great at the beginning hope, because, like, everything sucked not long ago, and it's going to suck again. So, yeah. It's kind of dour. I don't know. Like I said, people are in a good mood. They're like, yeah, we're like learning, and we're doing stuff. We're like, hey, come over here. I have mushrooms for sale, or give me your beetle. But yeah,
people are stoked to explore the underground, like, layer of evil. So
some of them, some are very afraid to go to Caelid. What if you? Lastly, BC, have you found any milk in Hyrule yet?
No. I assume there's a ranch. Was there a ranch in Breath of the Wild?
Kind of. There's lots of farms and things. I think mostly you just buy it. But I've seen random merchants with, like, a bottle of milk or two. But that's about it.
No, I haven't.
It's the milk bar, so, you know, gotta have some milk. You can use it, that, like, it's, I want to get into the recipes again, because right now I've mostly been cooking for the adventure, and not, like, occasionally in Breath of the Wild I would stop and be like, let's see if I can make cake, or let's see if I can make something based on what I know about real world recipes and see what happens. And, like, I've got butter, I've got milk, I've got sugar, I've got flour. Let's go and try a different combination. So sometimes things just, like, there's a bunch of, like, there's paella hidden in the first one. So I'm interested to see, like, what kinds of things they put in here.
I haven't been very adventurous with cooking because I've been trying to be judicious with all my ingredients, because it's like, All right, I'm going to die soon if I don't have roasted steak or something. So every time I'm cooking specifically to make sure I can get something.
With the with my low heart count, usually I'm doing something I would never do, which is throwing meat into the fire and searing it that way, because it doesn't do as much, but I don't need that much. And when you do it like that, like baked apples or just things thrown into the fire stack. And so they take up one spot on my inventory of meals. And I was like, I would never do, like, this. These are things I would never do in Breath of the Wild. Like, just burn a bunch of meat. Like, I'll put it in a dish, thank you. But it's better served that way, where I can just...
What I still have to figure out is the elixirs, because I haven't made any elixirs yet. And especially now that I've gone underground, I feel like a lot of those mushrooms are probably good for cool stuff, but I don't know yet.
I haven't tried any of the the, because those are, I've been using those to shoot at guys because they're like status ailments.
Yeah.
Like everything in the basement seems to be like a status debuff on bad guys, which I like.
Yeah. There's the glowing bugs, which I haven't made.
Like, oh, yeah.
A glowing elixir yet, but the, there's one mushroom that specifically says it's inedible, which makes me wonder if some of the other mushrooms down there are edible. Because if they were all inedible, I feel like it would say it on every one of them.
Right. Well, I think it, yeah. No, that's weird. If you just throw like any monster part in, like you could just throw a chew jelly in and that will be enough to get the rest of it. All you need is like one single monster part and then the effect you want for the rest of it.
Hmm.
And I think the better the monster part, the better the potion. It has an effect on the potion, but I can't remember. Or if it works that way in this one, too. But if you throw in, like, a really good monster part, I think it will last longer. But who knows about the effect? I can't remember. I need to, especially since I'm naked, I have lots of potions and buffs that I need, and a fire rod that I can wear on my back for when it's cold out.
I think it's hilarious that you're just running in nothing but boxers. I'm wearing this cool diving suit right now, and I've got my warm pants, which until I get a convincing reason to, I'm not taking the warm pants off because I just have them.
Yeah. They look good and they work. Like, they'll keep you warm no matter what the occasion.
And the first area is going to be frozen, so it's pretty fitting.
Yeah. There's there's some Rito gear. It's the same gear as the last game, but it's in the shop. It's expensive. And I was like, maybe I should buy the headgear and get that, and that'll keep me warm. And I bought it and never put it on. It's like, nah, I'll be fine. So, you said what you're wearing right now. What's your favorite like weapon combo right now?
I think my favorite weapon combo is anything that's not a heavy weapon.
Yeah.
Heavy weapons don't vibe with me. Like, they're nice because they do knock back, but it just feels like I get stabbed in the face all the time while I'm trying to swing them. So a lot of, what is it, the Zonite swords. And I think my favorite aesthetically is the Bokoblin arms, because they do so much damage, and it's dumb. Do they actually move while you're holding them? I haven't...
They wiggle and stuff. And if you fuse them to something, they like grab onto it.
Oh no.
And if you, so I've gotten a Moblin arm. And then there were two Moblin arms, Moblin skeleton arms. And so I stuck those together and it was like in the 50s, and it didn't last very long, of course, because they're just skeleton arms. But I had it in my back pocket for a while and stumbled into something way out of my league and was like, oh no, this is your time, big giant like 50 plus damage thing, and killed it with it, broke, but by the end it broke. But yeah, the skeleton arms are like surprisingly powerful. I forgot about that.
So I'll have to try fusing it to something. I'll try fusing it to a bow. I'll figure out what fusing to a bow does.
Hopefully we'll have an answer for that.
It would be hilarious if it just shot the bow with the the Bokoblin hand.
It's like a stapler. Yeah, no, I'm down for that. So hope to get out there, staple some Moblin faces, kill the big guys because they got the good loot, and stick it on to the end of every violent item you carry, and then we'll come hang out at the milk bar again. Right, BC?
Sounds good to me.
All right, cheers. Or whatever you say in Hylian for... Here's a drink.